The Grade 1 Magistrate Arua Swale Asiku says urban refugees have access to court proceedings, whereas the refugees in the camps are unable to access justice due to logistical and transport challenges.
Coming to court is really a big problem. When they are brought in court, it is a challenge for the witnesses to appear in court and testify against the accused persons who may be fellow refugees. At the end of the day, their cases are dismissed for non-prosecution because witnesses have not come to court to give evidence in courts of law as required.
Due to the long distances to and from court for witnesses prompted UNHCR to fund mobile courts in the refugee settlements. However, the funding is insufficient and cannot fully cover all the refugee settlements. The resident state attorney Arua, Harriet Adubango, says the operationalization of mobile courts does not avail enough time to thoroughly interact with the witnesses.
Even when there are mobile courts, and we go along with the judiciary to try and have the cases from the camps, the time we take to get to the camps is just too much. And the camps are so far away. Even if we left here, many times we arrive like in the middle of the day. You do not still have sufficient time to prepare your witnesses before you can present their cases to court. Of course, it's a disservice to them.
The judiciary where courts fall have never budgeted for mobile courts. And as we await for the financial year 2019-2020 budget, we will see whether there are any figures attached to the operations of mobile courts.